Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 223 of Millennial Movie Talk. I am one of your hosts, Michael, joined today by Alec.
Hello.
And Brayden.
Hello.
Alex is doing a very fun magical trick by making me and Brayden disappear over and over again.
Yes, it's good fun.
Are you guys disappeared again?
No, we're back again. It's fine. It was just a flash.
Is it because I did this, right? Bang.
Yep.
Ooh, there it was. You blink and you miss it. Such a quick. How are we all doing?
Goddamn.
I've changed my camera angle today, and I've incorporated things that are very Alex.
Props. So
I've incorporated three murder serial killer books.
Perfect.
Here they are. Invincible.
Which is also very murdery.
Mm-hmm. Avatar, which is very murdery.
Very murdery.
Up and go. Fool. A full up and go.
Whoa, you got an up and go ready to crack.
No, it's just one I haven't drunk it in.
You keep them in the fridge?
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say.
It's just one I probably took out of the fridge and went to go have on the way to work and just didn't have it.
Completely forgot about it. You've forgotten about your up and go, and that's sad. But you haven't forgotten about...
You know what? You were perfect at recapping that story.
You haven't forgotten about... seeing movies, lots of random ones and brand new ones alike.
My favorite thing is that with this area is that I've allowed them a peek into more, and you can very much tell that Brayden doesn't have a shared space. This is Brayden's own space.
I have this space, and that is the only space in the world that is my own.
I have a filing cabinet that it's not mine. I have files here, which can't fit in the filing cabinet.
Didn't make it to the cabinet.
Cabinet's either full or they're not worthy for the cabinet. And then there's an old monitor there, an old Mac there.
I was wondering what that was.
If anyone wants an old Mac.
That's still there.
I'll wipe it. I'm not sure how good it will be.
Well, you can browse the web.
Behind all of that. Is a hat? No, the hat's there. The hat's propping up there. I forgot to move the hat. This is riveting.
What movie posters have you got there?
I've got a total of 1, 2, 3, 4 in here. One fell down, so I've just got a little blue tack on the wall over here. So we lost James McAvoy from Split. All these posters, except for one, come from a very specific year, because that's when I got the posters. So this is a very 2017.
Yep.
Set room. So I've got Patriots Day with Marky Mark.
Yep, the Funky Bunch.
I've got Logan. Got a Logan poster.
That's a good one.
I've got a Hacksaw Ridge poster.
Yep.
And I've got a Ghostbusters Afterlife poster over here.
Oh, yes. Yes, that one. So, that one stands out above the others as not fitting in the year.
No, that wasn't 2017.
No.
Ghostbusters Afterlife notoriously did not come out in 2017.
Yeah, that's what it's known for.
I think it's what it's most known for.
Well, I mean, if we want to jump off very quickly to continue talking about films with Paul Rudd in them, I finally got around to watching Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. And man, what a fun treat. That was just a real hoot and a half. Those kids are excellent. Their dynamic as a group is second to none great. Like, I could watch them all act as like brothers for hours. They are great at it. They were really, really fun. Speaking of Paul Rudd, I really appreciated how not in your face the film was about its like celebrity cameo voices. Like they had like John Cena and Seth Rogen as Bebop and Rocksteady, but like they didn't ham it in your face as being like, yeah, this is John Cena and Seth Rogen. Like, I really appreciated that. I thought it was really cool. Everyone was just playing their part, playing the character. And even Paul Rudd was like, Paul Rudd doesn't talk like that. And I did love the credits saying, introducing Paul Rudd as Mondo Gecko. That was fun. But
just a little bit of fun.
The group were excellent. Obviously, the animation is awesome. Very, very cool. Loved the style. I loved how it felt like plasticine grossness like with the ooze, and it also felt like someone's sketchbook. It was sick. Very much enjoyed it. Ice Cube as the bad guy is a wild choice. And while I was watching it, my dad was also just hanging out in the living room. And when Ice Cube busted into the car and yelled, 6 in the morning, police at my door, my dad just laughed his head off, because hearing an Ice Cube lyric from Ice Cube in a kid's movie is hilarious. But yeah.
Now, some might say that what you just did there contradicts what you said before about the voice acting not being in your face about the car spray. And so we got to be careful about.
So, okay, that's true. I feel like.
You got to be careful about that one there.
I feel like. It's weird for them to only do it with Ice Cube.
I'll call you out on it before all the other people that watch this.
No, thank you. I appreciate. I need to be called out. I need to be called out.
Cancel Braden.
No, you need to be called out before you can reach the point of being canceled.
We're gonna cancel them, and we're gonna get them all locked up. Don't worry, they won't cause any more harm.
Not weird to have the one celebrity person who gets a mention of their own celebrityness being Ice Cube?
Well, I mean, he's a pretty tough boy. I wouldn't want to fuck with Ice Cube.
Yeah, maybe he was like, yeah, I need my own lyric in this. But
he probably fought for that. Nah, I doubt Ice Cube cared whether that line was in the movie.
Man, he got a paycheck and he got to say some real silly shit. Like, he would have had a great day.
They were
going to
say some funny things.
Gotta say, like, the final, like, form of Superfly is horrifying.
It was big, right?
When he gets real, real
trying
big.
To remember the movie. I enjoyed the movie. I just don't remember the movie.
It's all the different animals all morphed into one giant kaiju thing.
Like the super.
A super duper fly.
I liked the Power Rangers, but I forget the Megazord.
Yeah.
Thank you. I got it there.
Yeah. Like that size. But the idea of it just being a mishmash of all these different animals, and like he's got legs made of piles of horses, and like then he's like kicking stuff, and I can't help but think, like,
he like absorb all the mutated fishies in the
yeah
sea?
He absorbs all these fish. He's part whale, and then he also steps into the zoo, so then he grows legs made of like horses.
Fucking gross.
It's really fucked, honestly. It's really
that's
yucky.
I didn't like that.
But what a fun flick. Like, those kids, great. I do hope they are doing a sequel, because I just want to see more of them. I like the new dynamic where it's like they're in high school, like at the end and stuff. Spoilers. But
that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I want them to explore that, because I've never seen that before with TMNT. That's cool. So I'm all for new adaptations of it.
Must be fixed.
Must be love.
I'm going to watch it on the replay of me fixing to see how much difference my thing made.
Ah, there you go. Yep. Just watch it. Catch it. Get it. Hang on. See how is it?
Hang on.
Is he going to adjust it again?
Okay.
Is it better?
That made a difference.
Good work.
Thank you. And I can lower this now.
Pat yourself on the back.
I think I ended up giving it.
Oh, lowered it too much. Lowered it too much.
Too much, too much. I think I gave it like a 4.5 out of 5. I think I gave it a four. I was considering giving it a 4.5 out of 5.
It's not like. It's not my. It's a really great kids' film, but like it's a kids' film, so I can't give it a more than a 4.
It is.
It's fun as hell. It does what it says.
Only kids' movies that get like more than 4 are like shit like Inside Out that make me question my life.
Yeah, true.
So.
Yeah. And the message of like, you know, fucking Splinter, man. Like, very much enjoyed.
He's a horny man.
He's
a horny
fucking horny for that big bug. But he
ooh, fuck that bug. He fucked that bug.
The people who learn in this film isn't exactly the turtles. It's Splinter. So the message of the film is more, you know, support your kids and let them go out and like try to do things themselves and everything. And,
or not. Sometimes your kids might do some dumb shit.
Otherwise, your kids might cause like a giant. What is happening in this video?
I need to do this.
Incredible. But yeah, like the message of the film is more so for Splinter than it is for the turtles. The turtles just want to be accepted.
They just want to live a normal life.
As a white man, I feel like I'm not accepted.
Oh, bless.
If anyone ever has just like a hell of a lot of free time, someone just needs to go back and find all the one-liners of Alex of shit like that. And I just want to see a compilation.
Oh, that'd be good.
No, it wouldn't, because I'd end up on a list.
You would end up on a list. Definitely. Bless.
What you need is when we started recording, when we used to record, we'd have little snippets either side and we'd catch some very interesting stuff. That's the stuff you don't want coming out.
Yeah, that's it.
What do you mean?
Bless.
What are you talking about? You know, when this camera flicks back on, you're going to see a much better lit Shopee. I'm not turning back on until I'm done.
Oh, my God. Never change.
Oh, I love it.
Well, I was going to throw to Alex to start talking about, all the new stuff.
I'm here and I can still talk.
I know, but you set stuff up and that's weird.
No, I'm fine.
I've been playing Spider-Man 2. Oh, my God.
Stop. I haven't got it yet.
Oh, my God.
So have I.
Oh, my God.
So have I, mate. Come on. You know the other one. Oh, my God. Spider-Man 2.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Mate, it's almost... Oh, my God. What
the amount of videos I've had just, like, scroll past because it's
like... Oh, yeah. I
play the game.
I've been avoiding spoilers like crazy.
I get paid.
What are you getting at, Michael?
I get paid in like a day or the next day or two, and the first thing I'm buying is Spider-Man.
Nice. Just the essentials.
Buy it. I mean, just buy it.
Yeah, bless.
I would have, except Friday night I got a flat tire, so I had to get that fixed.
Ooh. That sucks.
But like, the thing is, when I took it to go... Yeah, I just thought it was a nail in the top, like through the tread, and that's fine. You can patch that.
Yeah.
And when he pulled it out, he's like, oh, yeah, there's the nail's right there. All good. I'll just fix it up. So I'm like, easy, nice and cheap, done, dusted. And then he rolls the wheel back around, like back over to where I was sitting and sort of knocked on the window. And he's like, I found something. And there's a nice gash on the side wall of the tire.
Oh.
Can't fix that one, sorry. And I'm like, well,
that sucks.
Oh, Razor, how much did that cost you?
I think 150 maybe for the one tire.
I had to get two new tires the other week.
How much did you end up with two?
Too much. Like 270?
Yeah.
I had a bubble in both my
I remember you mentioning that.
That's fun.
You know that we're comparing.
That's just like a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah.
That's why, because I drive pretty far for work. You know, I drive on the Southern Expressway.
I thought you were just going to be like, I drive pretty fucking fast. Like, that's what I was expecting there. Instead of far, and I was expecting fast, and then you said far, and it was fine.
I drive pretty far for work, so.
Yeah. I'm getting my car serviced next week, and I'm not looking forward to the cost of that.
Last thing I need when I'm driving is to burst my tire at 110.
Yeah, no, that would be the end of old Choppy there. Hey,
that'd be the end of
no, he's played
you.
he's played enough video games. I reckon he can keep it under control.
Yeah.
Did you ever like drive? Okay, this is where like my intrusive thoughts to go come in left. When I'm driving. This is where my intrusive thoughts come when I'm driving. You ever just like when you're driving on the road, you see like, I don't know, a car next to you and they piss you off and you're just like, do you reckon I could do the old tap the back tires and spin them out?
You want to do a pit maneuver?
Yeah, like a jackknife. Like, oh, do you reckon I could jackknife them?
Jackknife them.
Bless.
You're not playing all. Like, you see the car trailers and they've got like the ramps up into the trailer and you're like, oh. Imagine if I could just jump.
Oh,
yeah.
I dream about doing that with the emergency stop on the Southern Expressway.
Oh, yeah.
The freeway, the like arrestor beds, just plowing into one of them.
Yeah.
Always want to do. Don't want to pay to get my car out of there and probably fix from all the damage that gravel would do.
Oh, yeah, it'd get my car fucked up.
That's what I do with like a shitbox. I keep it.
Just keep it. You just walk home.
I'm fairly sure there's actively a fine for just driving into it.
Yeah, it's like when you drive onto the O-Bahn.
Can't you just be like, yeah, I thought I was going to die, so I drove into it, safety, and then just black nose.
You should just be like,
what are they going to do?
My brakes. Sir, your brakes. So what I'll do? My brakes.
No. I'll do it, and then I'll cut my brakes after and be like.
And you're like, someone cut my brakes.
Someone cut my, can you please get the police? I'm being targeted here.
Yo, just how often do brake lines break in movies? Like, that doesn't happen that often in real life.
I don't know, but my back left brake light's been out for probably 4 months.
Alex, that's such an easy fix.
I know, but, like, involves me going to Super Cheap Auto.
Yeah.
You got to get the light.
Excuse me, can you replace first, one bulb for me?
First, I got to go get the manual to find out which bulb I need.
Yep. Oh, that sucks. It's the worst.
Then I got to go get the bulb. I'm going to go come home. I'm going to go take the plastic part off my boot and to get to the place where I can get access to the bulb.
Yeah.
And then replace the bulb. It's a whole ordeal.
It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. And I'd rather just not.
You'd rather just get a fine one day.
Well, I don't know. What are they going to do? They're actually going to fine me? What if I just go?
Yeah, they fine you for a broken brake light.
Only time.
Unless every single time they pull you over, you go, oh, is it out?
Do you know what I should do? I should go to, this is really dumb what I'm about to say, but just bear with me.
Okay.
What if I go to Super Cheap Auto, buy the light, and constantly have it next to me in the car? And so if I ever get pulled over, I go, got it right here, I'm about to go change it. I just went to Super Cheap Auto, just got it. I'm on my way.
You see, the only,
what if I do that?
Now I kind of want you to do that.
That'll be fun. The only time I've ever been pulled over was a cop just telling me that my brake light was out. But it was after a basketball game in the middle of summer. So I'm just there dripping in sweat like a fucking wet dog.
I've been pulled over.
Your brake light's out. I was like, thanks.
I got pulled over when we used to do the podcast at Braden's. I was driving home from your house one night and I got pulled over. I had a cop drive behind me, then overtook me, went in front of me, and then slowed down and went back behind me and pulled me over.
Wow, that's dodgy.
And what they say?
Nothing. They just were like, oh, a random test, mate. And I was like, all right.
License and registration.
And the other time I've done anything else regards to police in a car is with Michael in Mildura.
you were shitting it, and I was drunk off my face.
I was shitting it, and Michael...
Choppy was cooking pasta for dinner. For everybody.
We needed garlic.
Yeah.
Because everyone else was drunk
except for Choppy. So he was drunk and Choppy was drunk earlier.
We're not drunk.
I went with him to keep him company. And I was quite shit-faced at this point. But I had my open can, like I had my open drink in my hand. I had one in the cup holder. And because it's New Year's, they're obviously... And like they're starting getting like the RBTs and stuff going.
Yep.
So
I think it was the day after New Year's. I think it was New Year's Day or something.
Was it?
Yeah, it was something like that.
It was around New Year's. It was just the whole thing of me being drunk off my face, Choppy being really worried, and me just not being
multiple drinks or, like, in the car.
Two drinks earlier that day, and I was on my pee.
So the stakes are higher.
Yeah.
That was before we turned 21, wasn't it?
Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah.
So I was very much like fuck, and they're like, and I wasn't even in my car, so I was in someone else's car.
So it's even worse.
And then I ran away in the IGA.
And I lost Michael in the IGA and found him on the floor looking at spices. I'm pretty sure we've definitely told this before, by the way.
Oh, bless.
I've told that story so many times.
I'm known for having an atrocious memory, so I'll enjoy it anytime you tell it. Now.
So movies.
Movies. After 10 solid minutes of car talk.
20. We're 20 minutes in.
I know.
Have we talked about any...
I talked about Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, no. Okay, so we're doing our job.
Yeah, that's it.
Choppy, you saw a new movie. Let's just keep.
You saw a new movie.
I did, and the person I saw it with isn't here tonight.
Yeah, that's
Chris is in Adelaide. By the way, he is back. He's just not here.
He is back. He's on a date.
Yeah. Dylan's now, since you two aren't available next week, am I doing a one-on-one interview with Chris?
Please, please. Also, Brayden, you've got fast internet now, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna set you up so you can do the stream as well if I'm not here.
Yes, I can definitely do that.
I'll portal the presets and send it to you.
I love that. Thank you so much.
You just need to change the cameras and shit to whatever you have them set to.
That's fine.
Anyway.
Cool. I'll do a next week exclusive interview with Chris talking all about his travels and his thoughts on all the films that he's probably watched.
I thought you said his troubles for a second there.
His troubles.
No. What's wrong with Chris?
It's going to be a deep and meaningful. No, Alex, you saw a new movie. Let's get it.
Yeah, Chris and I saw Killers of the Flower Moon, which is the new Scorsese film. Yeah, it's 3.5 hours long.
That's long.
It is long. And you know what? Like, it's long. It's long.
It feels long.
The middle hour of the film is long.
The fact that you can say the middle hour.
Yeah.
And that's an actual hour. Like, not like minute 40 to minute 140.
So I'd say act two feels like it drags on for a while. But here's the thing. It's like one of those ones where I'm like, it's long, but I can't work out what I would take out. Yeah. Mainly because it's so long. Maybe I don't remember what I could take out. But yeah, I reckon the last hour is incredible. The first hour was really, really good. And even that middle hour is really good. It's just
long.
Mm. So yeah, really enjoyed it. All performances are great. DiCaprio, De Niro, Lily Gladstone, Jesse Plemons, all these people. They're all great. They're all fantastic. They're all great actors. We know this.
Yeah.
Scorsese's great. It's interesting. Tale, it's true story, true crime,
it's tickling all of Alex's boxes at this point.
It's up my alley. And yeah, just really, really enjoyed, really liked this one. I gave it 4 out of 5. The camera work and a lot of the shit's really great. There's a lot of great moments told visually and then just some great sequences, like character sequences, where you kind of get put into the character's mind, but it's all through camera work and shit like that. Nice. I mean, Scorsese is like probably one of the GOATs.
Yeah.
He'd be top five ever, right? You got to be.
He knows what he's doing.
He's made a movie before.
He's made a couple.
Yeah, a couple good ones.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is currently fourth on my top of the year list.
Ooh.
Just kind of behind Spider-Verse and in front of John Wick Chapter 4.
Nice.
Another long movie. But my top,
is it a lot of long movies?
My top four movies, all long.
Yeah.
Because I'd say Spider-Verse, what's that, two and a half?
That was 2.5, which for an animated feature is crazy.
Crazy long. So like number one, Oppenheimer, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Number two, Mission Impossible, 2 hours 45. Then Spider-Verse, 2.5. Killers of the Flower Moon, 3.5. John Wick, 250.
So, as much as we constantly say we love a good, tight 120, 130 film, we kind of can't talk.
Because, we love them.
Because all the best films are fucking almost at 2 sessions worth.
But like, you know, we got a year where, think about how good of this year is going to be. We're getting a new Nolan. Well, we've had it. Not sure if you guys missed that or not. New Nolan came out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. And then we've also had new Scorsese, which is pretty fun. New Fincher.
New Gerwig. Out this week.
New Gerwig. I'm not sure Gerwig's there yet for new Gerwig. We'll get there.
It's fair.
Close. Very close.
Got a new, I can never remember the, Lord and Miller.
Yeah, they didn't direct it though.
Oh yeah, they just produced it.
Lord and Miller produced, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, you know, I'd say Gerwig's very close though, Brad.
Yep.
New Gun, if that counts. Gun
doesn't
count, he's not there.
New Strikes.
New Strike.
New Strikes, and one of them's done well.
One's over.
And we're waiting on the other one.
Waiting on the other one. The other one got, they stopped negotiations today.
Oh, great.
So get ready for a lot more time without Hollywood.
It's just weird because it doesn't feel like anything's coming out because there's no promotion.
Yeah, well, there's plenty coming out this week, by the way.
Is there?
There's three big movies coming out this week. We just don't know.
I can't name one.
Oh, you can't name one? I can name all three, by the way.
Okay.
One.
Come on. Hit us.
Can I make a guess if I give you hints at one?
Okay, yeah, I'll take hints.
All right. It's a horror. All right, it is, it has a numeric in the title. I'm going to give you one more hint before I give you the biggest hint.
It has a number in the,
it has a Scream actor in the film. And the biggest hint, it's a video game adaptation.
Oh, no. I forgot they were doing that.
Yeah, oh, Five Nights at Freddy's Five comes Nights out this week.
All right. I can play that. I forgot that was
this. That comes out this week. New Fincher, The Killer, comes out this week.
Okay.
I'm excited for that. Love me some Finch. What else comes out this week? Oh, the last one is Dumb Money.
Oh, yeah.
The GameStop movie.
Huh.
So.
Fair enough.
So, yeah. We wouldn't know because I can't. Pretty sure Five Nights at Freddy's coming out on Peacock the same day. So we might, if we jump on, we get the boat ready.
everyone gets sailing.
Yeah, everyone to your positions.
Well, it's just not available. It's not available in Australia, is it?
It is in theatres, though, so we can't really have that excuse. Oh, it is coming out in theatres on Thursday. So.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and I'm going to take a pretty brave stance and I'm going to say don't financially support the Five Nights at Freddy's guy because he's been known to make donations to Trump and other right-wing homophobic, transphobic groups. Sail away.
Sail away, sail away, sail away.
I
want to see The Killer, but I have a feeling that Hoyt's just kind of stopped
caring.
Hoyts are just not playing The Killer now, they were.
I think if Hoyts wanted to, I think the best move Hoyts would have, and this goes for all different cinema chains across the world, I feel like the best thing they could do for the business of cinemas is to just continuously keep playing Taylor Swift's The Eras Tour.
Oh, it is coming to Hoyts.
Because is making money.
Okay, you see, the only thing about this is...
Well, who kind of wants to go to it?
Gemma does. She's
Have you seen how the people are reacting in the cinema, though?
I just don't want to deal with that.
Screaming.
And like
imagine... See Gemma, I brought this up. Doing circles, like running
like,
with their hands.
Dancing around with like their phone torches on. It's just like, yeah. I'm trying to watch the movie. What? Yeah,
my whole thing is like it's all great. Like there's been many times where they've played like filmed a big concert and played it. Like I've had a DVD of the Phillies playing at Wembley and all that.
Oh yeah.
Well done.
But like,
I enjoy those.
Going to the movies one night. Like it's your one night off.
Yeah.
You really want to be seeing this movie. To cinema
you,
2.
You can't afford
and all you can hear from to see... all you can hear from Cinema 1 is the screeching from the Swifties in the next theater. And I said it to Jeff because that's all I could like from the opening night. They were the only videos I was seeing was like people just screech. I'm like, you have a good time, go for it. But I feel bad for anyone that's gone to the movies on the other. Then her response was just like,
you shouldn't go
on the opening night and stuff. And I'm just like, or you know, movie etiquette's a thing.
Yeah, like,
all right, so
I saw that and I was like, you know what? Good for you guys. I would fucking hate that.
Oh my God.
Like, if they didn't book any other movies on that night, you go scream your heart out. But
yeah.
The extreme screen cinemas on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. It's craziness. And
oh my God.
They're making money.
Tickets.
My favorite thing is it's like, there have been a few videos and it's just like, it says like Swifties, we're not a cult. And then it's like also Swifties. And it's like all these girls at the front of the theater holding hands, dancing around in a circle, singing to the credits. And I was like,
this is after they've shared all their friendship bracelets and stuff as well. Like, it's not a cult. It's definitely not a cult.
They won't want to go.
And now now they're all fans of the NFL. It's wild.
Michael, how much shit would you get in if we three went? Just us three.
She would kill. I would probably die.
If a boys trip, the boys went to go see.
Because she specifically has asked me to go with her to see it.
Oh, man. So
tell her.
You'd be in the doghouse so bad.
Tell her you go see it, if she'll go see Killers of the Flower Moon with you.
I thought I was pushing. When she brought it up, I was like, I guess she came and saw Oppenheimer with me. She's like, no, I wanted to see that. But in my head, I'm like, <You're> every time I mentioned it, she did not seem interested.
She played you like a fiddle. Well,
she did.
You got done. Yeah. You got
done.
Well, Michael, it sounds like you're going to see Taylor Swift movie.
At some point.
So get excited.
Blast.
Okay, so I can go see The Killer at Hoyts, but they only do 2 sessions a day. Ooh. No, why do we make good movies anymore? Why do good directors do anything? If Taylor Swift and Five Nights at Freddy, Taylor Swift I'm not going to get mad at because they bypass studios.
Yeah.
So that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
But if Five Nights and Freddy, like, what's taking all the sessions? I'm sorry, this is my rant.
Yeah.
I want to get to
the bottom of what is currently taking up sessions.
All right. So what day do you want? Give me a day for sessions.
Or let's
go
have
Friday.
A look at
Friday.
You've got right. some times during the day for people, and then the nighttime everyone goes out.
All right, just one cinema, just TDP?
Yeah.
Yeah, just go TDP.
All right, our local.
Let's see what we got.
All right, so Five Nights at Freddy's has 12 sessions.
That's way too many.
Spread across Extreme Screen, Lux, and Standard.
I don't think anyone in their right mind would be seeing the film Five Nights at Freddy's before 7 p.m.
Why is it not debug? To be fair, if I didn't have a full-time job, I still do my casual and go at 10 in the morning just because no one else is there.
Yeah.
It's the best way to go to the movies.
Yeah.
All right. Killers of the Flower Moon has 6 sessions. Dumb Money has got 5 sessions. Exorcist Believers got 3 sessions.
Okay.
Taylor Swift The Eras Tour has got 5 sessions.
Mm-hmm.
That's including at a 6 p.m. Extreme Screen and a 6 p.m. Hoyts Lux.
Jeez.
Creator.
Okay, seeing in Lux might be all right, actually.
No, it's too expensive.
I mean, it's too expensive. Hey, lot cheaper than an actual ticket to a concert.
True. The Creator's got a 10:15 a.m. session, and that's it.
Yeah,
also their movie of the week.
That's their film of the week?
Yeah. Paw Patrol has 4 sessions.
Okay. Are they all before 3 p.m.?
10 a.m., 12. No, there's a 4:30.
Whoa. Those kids got to get to bed.
I know.
They do.
TMNT has 2 sessions.
Nice. Still kicking.
We're still kicking. My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 has 11 a.m. session.
Bless.
There's a movie called Scary Girl. Has 1. Oh, these are Bollywood. Oh, The Equalizer 3 has 2 sessions. The Killer, which is I want to see, they have 2 sessions.
Wow.
Can't go to either of them because work and basketball.
Yep.
Blue Beetle has 1 session.
Yep.
Which you can now purchase on VOD.
VOD.
I haven't, but
you can.
Ruby Gilman, Teenage Kraken. Has 2 sessions.
Jeez, that's still got 2.
Still got legs. And,
it's got many Mansion, legs. It's a Kraken.
Haunted Mansion, which you can now watch on Netflix. On Disney Plus for free. Has 1 session.
I don't think I even... Oh, it was... Again, we are in the middle of strikes and everything. It's difficult to know when things are even out. But, like, I saw nothing for Haunted Mansion. Like, at all. Has come and gone so quickly.
So,
I guess it being on Disney Plus now for Halloween is probably a good call.
That's why they probably did it. So that's out. All right, what did I watch this week? Let's just get this through.
Did you guys see they're doing Werewolf by Night, but now it's color. In color?
Yeah, I haven't even watched Werewolf by Night in non-color.
Oh, dude, you should watch it. It's pretty good.
I know.
I liked it.
Alrighty. So finishing off from last week, I watched the last half of Bullet Train.
Nice.
Cause that was my little treat.
Little treat on your way home.
Love that movie. Random. So the rest of these, except for Killer of the Flower Moons, are randomizer movies. It giveth and it taketh. We will see.
Here we go.
So here's an example of it taketh. Is the randomizer tooketh an hour and a half from me when it made me watch Slither.
Slither.
Which is one of James Gunn's first film. It is a...
That one. Oh.
Yeah. Not good.
No.
Didn't enjoy it. Don't want to really talk about it.
Yeah, it's fair. I remember looking it up when I was like, do I like James Gunn movies? And then I looked that up and I was like, that's not a good start.
Next is The Ring.
Oh, the original?
The original? Not the original.
Okay.
The 2002 Western Ring.
Yeah.
It was a good movie and really enjoyed The Ring. Probably one of my favorites we've done so far.
How truly spoopy is it?
What I enjoyed about The Ring is that it's an actual movie.
Okay.
It's like a proper film. That's just scary.
Yeah.
It's like an investigative drama with horror.
Cool.
That's cool. But the same night, this was all the same night. So Slither, The Ring, and then we decided, you know what, at 12:30 in the morning, we'll do one more. We'll
shoot the shot again.
We got basketball.
Now, Hase.
Now,
before you start on basketball, this is one of those movies as a kid I thoroughly enjoyed.
Okay, because Chris also.
I haven't watched it in quite a few years.
So I think this movie you either have to be 11, drunk, or brain dead, because this movie fucking sucks.
Oof.
Awful movie. Could not wait for it to end. And I love the South Park boys, but this was not it.
Is it? Is it? Yeah,
they star in it. They're the main two characters. They star in it.
Oh,
and boy howdy, this. You know what? This it gets half a star because the first 10 minutes are fun, but this is a perfect.
It gets half a star.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, I could give this zero, man. I could not wait for this movie to end. This movie felt like it was one of those films that just took time. I just couldn't wait for it to end, but it kept going. Look, I feel like the premise could be a great SNL skit.
Yeah.
Digital short, a great
max like, and, 10 minutes.
Because the premise is entertaining for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it's just boring as shit. And
there was fun. In the back of my head, there was like a movie that I remember watching at the same time that I've watched more recently, and that's Benchwarmers. I quite enjoy Benchwarmers.
Oh, I love Benchwarmers. Mm. Benchwarmers is fantastic. Better than this shit. But then it giveth. Now, we have a rule. We all know, because the next movie that the randomizer provided is one that I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
The rule is, no. The rule is if one of us has seen it and the other one hasn't, the one who has seen it can make the executive decision whether it wants to be in play.
Yeah.
And it was in play and we took it to the wheel. Now, if you don't remember the randomizer, the I choose one and then the person you're doing it with chooses one out of the five. But if you skip one, you can't go back and decide how you want to pick it. If you skip it, you got to take what you get next or after that till you get five. So if you get, you could be on five. You could skip four, but whatever five is the one you have to bring to the table,
which is dangerous.
So it's like when we play 2K. You get three chances, and you can gamble and take the last chance, but you got to play with whatever you get.
Yeah. So, on my third go, I got West Side Story.
Oh,
now here's the thing: on your third go, that's when it gets scary because the randomizer's fun. For the first three goes, it's great fun. But then when you get four and five, it's horrifying because you could get fucked. And that's how we've ended up with Monsters vs. Aliens. That's how we've ended up with stuff like Out of Sight. But I got West Side Story and Go 3. And I'm like, I'm taking them. I'm locking it in. And so we went to the wheel spun, West Side Story 1. And West Side Story is amazing. It's fantastic. It's Spielberg.
I assume you're talking about the new one.
Yeah, the new one.
Yeah.
Love it. Great movie. Could watch it again. The person I watched it with really liked it as well. So all's well that ends well.
Nice.
And then we got Brother Where Art Thou, which I had never seen.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
It's a Coen film. It's based off Homer's Odyssey, if you know the Greek collection of poems.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which I read. I read in Ancient Studies. I've read the Odyssey. I know. it's a struggle.
Yeah.
But I read it. So I kind of knew when the movie opened and went, based off Homer's Odyssey or the Odyssey by Homer.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay.
You knew the overall story.
Let's see what we do. There's
especially
a character
from the Coen brothers.
Yeah. There's a character in the film that rocks up and he's got an eye patch. I'm like, okay, so this guy's probably the Cyclops from the Odyssey.
Yep.
But he doesn't want to eat him like in the Odyssey. So I don't know. I thought this movie was fine. I gave it 3 out of 5. It was perfectly enjoyable while watching it. And
is
I think
George
the Coen
Clooney
style. Yeah. The Coen style is something that is hit or miss for me. It works really well for films to me, like Fargo. And then they just come out with like an out of the park hit that No Country for Old Men. Which is like I don't know. One thing about them that's impressive is their filmography. They've got a pretty big span of like different styles of films.
I do appreciate that when directors and groups can
they don't lock themselves in.
Yeah, really find themselves exploring different spaces. They're not just the one thing.
And then the last one we watched last night was Office Space, which I'd never seen before. And now I've seen Office Space, and Office Space is actually quite delightful. It's a pleasant film. Very fun.
That's one of those films that I've never seen, but like I know the DVD cover immediately.
Yeah, the guy in sticky notes.
All the post-its.
Yeah.
Classic. So, yeah.
And that's what I did. New Rick and Morty's out with its new voice cast, and it's fine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't even realize there was new Rick and Morty coming out.
Yeah, episode 1 sucked and episode 2 was
Fair enough. I did hear on a podcast I was just listening to earlier that the Frasier reboot's out and it's apparently dog shit.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Whoa.
It's not.
Never could have predicted that.
It doesn't have, like, some of the main characters in it.
Yeah, and they've. I was listening to them complain about it, and it sounded horrible, especially for Frasier fans. Like, that's disappointing. Michael, you watched anything this week?
Not a lot. The other day.
Excellent. Thank you, Michael.
I was waiting for some stuff to run so I could do some work, so I put on The Gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
Good time.
Nice. Yeah, fun movie.
I enjoy that movie. And then the other night, one that I have definitely should have watched at some point earlier in my life, but hadn't, I watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
This is the greatest comedy of all time.
We
kind of can't admit it's the greatest comedy of all time anymore because half the people in the film are cancelled.
Ooh.
But it's nothing against the film. It's great. Yeah. I love Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I enjoyed it. I was sitting there snickering the whole time.
You have to penetrate. Right. You have to penetrate and stimulate the clitoris. And if you can work the anus in there, then that's spectacular. then that's perfection.
Just the whole thing of them just like doing the positions on the chess pieces. Man.
Great. So funny. Russell Brand, it's the only film I've watched with. Oh, the Dracula musical is incredible. Getting hard to see that things are going to get better. Have you seen it, Bryden?
No, I have not.
It's hilarious.
All right.
The Dracula musical is so funny.
It's one of those films that at the time I remember.
It's the perfect Netflix movie.
Everyone was crazy for. Like,
yeah, it's.
It was like it reminds me of those movie like comedies I grew up with. I just don't know how that's the one I miss not watching.
It doesn't hit everything. There's something in every scene.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That hits.
It's great.
It's great.
I thoroughly
everyone should watch.
But that's it. I haven't really watched much in the past 2 weeks. Was meant to get onto Loki, but
I watched Loki.
Oh,
wait, we talked about Loki last week.
I watched episode 3.
I have not watched the new episode.
The newest one? Oh, Jonathan Majors is in it a lot.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Here we
interesting.
Go.
There you go.
We'll see what happens there.
That's all he's going to say for now.
In case you're thinking of stop watching Loki, John the Major's going to be honest, maybe don't stop watching Loki.
Yeah, maybe do watch it, maybe don't watch it.
Oh, Gen V's still great. People should keep watching Gen V.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, so other than that, I've just been playing Spider-Man.
Yeah, I also just been playing Spider-Man. Oh my God, it's so good. I just want to get back to playing Spider-Man right now. Let's end up the show. Thank you all so much for joining us.
I bought this so that I could play Spider-Man at work.
Oh my God, you got one.
Yeah, a backbone.
Oh, backbone. I thought you got the other weird thing they
released.
No,
I didn't buy the 2K thing, the $2,000 one. Don't have that money.
Yeah, no, that thing's ridiculous. Thank you all so much for joining us.
I bought a $100 backbone.
If you can, follow us on your podcast service of choice. Leave a review. That'd be awesome. You can subscribe here on YouTube if you're watching the video or joining us live. And you can watch some good movies. Thanks.
Can you?
Sometimes.
Sorry, you insinuated there that if you like and subscribe to our channel, you can watch some good movies. I would like to reiterate that we are not a streaming service.
No.
We do not house content.
The two
and we
phrases,
do not make our own movies.
The two parts of the sentence were completely unrelated. They weren't connected in any way. That's it.
If you like and subscribe, you can have a bit of fun. If you don't, you won't have a bit of fun. Well, you will have a bit of fun elsewhere, but not here.
Yeah, not here.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We don't care.
That's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. We're fine.
Choppy will just cry later.
See, I won't, though. I won't. And with saying that...
As always...
I'm Alex.
I'm Brayden.
And I'm Michael.
And we're fine. Goodbye.